Yeah, you don't have to think. It's Friday afternoon. Heading towards the weekend with the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Thanks for joining us. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you can be as well for the Harris Challenge right now. The early birds are off, and you can get in if you haven't played in the last 30 days. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, and on some cell phones, STAR-KTRS gets you in here. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by one of the best bands in town, the Well Hungarians, who play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. No cover charge for the ladies. And every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge for anyone, and some pretty amazing food. All with the Well Hungarians. You can download their app or go to their website, wellhungarians.net, to find out more about where they are playing. All right, let's get right to our first contestant. Hello, Becky.
Hello.
Hi, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. You can use this to shout out to the family, suck up to the boss in the hopes of a bonus or a raise, use it for some commercial time you've worked out as an endorsement with some corporation somewhere for a big check. Whatever you like, it's your 5 seconds.
I like to say hi to my dad, Steve. He's a longtime listener and was actually on the show once. And go Blues.
All right. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer here, Becky, and we'll see which questions and categories you can choose from. Led, of course, by our weekly topical category. There it is. Have you been paying attention? Category two, Times, that's Time Magazine, Time's Most Influential People. They came out with an issue this week with their new list. And category three, Models Who Became Actresses, because Kate Upton is in this new movie.
I'll go with, have you been paying attention?
All righty. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. For our new listeners who don't know it, I'll explain it to you, and they can listen in. We have five questions for you. The easiest, the one-pointer. The toughest, the five-pointer. You're playing for a total of 15 points, but you don't have to get all the way there. Just halfway or better. In other words, 8 points or better wins you a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
It's Paul. Right, Paul? We have lots and lots of prizes, including a draft day coffee mug. How about that?
Draft day coffee.
No, it doesn't work.
That's for the donuts.
Oh, okay. Speaking of donuts, yes. We do have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in
Cottleville.
We have.
See, it just works better than draft day.
Yes.
Man, I've seen the movie Everything Does.
Yes. We also have Werenberg tickets, Werenberg movie tickets. To go see either Draft Day, or we can see Captain America, or the new one out, Noah. We also have free bowling party at Crest Bowl or Kingpin Lanes, and that includes 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to 6 people per lane, one large, one topping pizza from Brickhouse Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those prizes, or if you do get all 15 points, Becky, you'll win all of them, a prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Okay? Here we go.
I'm ready.
Your categories, have you been paying attention? Let's play the Harris Challenge. Where did a flight land this week with a 15-year-old boy hiding in a wheel well?
Hawaii.
Correct. Why was Yankees pitcher Manuel Pineda kicked out of a game and suspended for 10 more?
He had a pine tar on his neck.
Correct. What late-night star did NBC announce will host the Primetime Emmy Awards this summer?
Pass.
What did former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens come out in favor of legalizing this week?
Marijuana.
Correct. What freeze-dried beverage product was given government approval this week, only to have it abruptly rescinded a couple of days later?
Can you repeat the question?
What freeze-dried beverage product was given government approval this week, only to have it abruptly rescinded a couple of days later? Powdered alcohol. Palcohol. Which late-night star did NBC announce will host the Primetime Emmys this summer? Take a guess. The buzzer got there before you did. No, it's Seth Meyers, the guy who's on the show that no one watches after Jimmy Fallon is done.
Yes.
Right. Have you heard any buzz about Seth Meyers?
No, I've never heard anybody say anything about it.
Anybody
nothing.
Said, oh, did you see that clip from Seth Meyers last night? I actually tuned it in a couple of nights ago. He's got Fred Armisen,
band leader.
Yeah. He used to be on Saturday Night Live. He did that bad Obama thing for a couple of years before they had a black guy do it. And Fred Armisen is the band leader, and they're okay musically, but the banter between them is boring and non-existent.
Very lame.
Oh, it's terrible. Becky, let's see how you did here. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four. Oh, you did not get past the halfway point. And here's the downside of playing the Harris Challenge. If you don't win the prizes, I do have to punish you. I mentioned that this movie is coming out this weekend with Kate Upton, which is why we have the Models Who Become Actresses category. It also stars Cameron Diaz. And so we dug into the Punishment Music vaults for Cameron Diaz singing in another movie. This is not from the new one. This is from another movie she did years ago as your punishment.
Just don't know what to do with myself. Don't know just what to do with myself.
Wow.
I'm so used to doing everything for you.
Singing would be a good idea. Becky, I'm sorry you had to hear that, Becky, but I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
Let's go to our next contestant. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my fellow employees at United Industries, the local manufacturers of Cutter, Repel, Spectracide, and Hotshot.
All right. Which category would you like? Time's Most Influential People, Models Who Became Actresses, or, oh, look, it's another topical category. No, really, have you been paying attention?
Oh, wow. I guess, have I been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Paul. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which state's university was involved in this week's Supreme Court ruling on affirmative action?
Oh, pass.
Which federal agency has paid over $1 million in bonuses to 1,100 employees, even though they owed back taxes?
The Internal Revenue Service.
Correct. What did an American named Keb Kevlazigi win this week?
Pass.
Which online company is thinking about starting its own delivery service instead of relying on UPS, FedEx, and the post office?
Amazon.
Correct. What did 10-year-old Charlotte Bell give Michelle Obama after saying her father has been out of work for 3 years?
His resume.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. Which state's university was involved in this week's Supreme Court ruling on affirmative action?
Something in a university in Chicago or I don't know.
What state?
Illinois.
Michigan.
Oh.
And Meb Kevlazigi won the Boston Marathon. First time an American's won it in a couple of decades.
Yep.
Let's see how you did there. By the way, on the one where the 10-year-old girl gave Michelle Obama the resume, it was take your sons and daughters to work day at the White House. And so people were asking questions. And it was a very nice moment. You know, Michelle Obama went over and gave the girl a hug, and she took the resume. And then I thought to myself, now what? Is the guy going to get hired at the White House? No. Is she going to make phone calls to a couple of friends? Imagine if she did that. Now you're going to get an influx of people who are unemployed in this. How come they're not helping out my family? It's kind of a no-win situation, isn't it? All right, let's see how you did here, Paul. You got the two, you got the four, you got the five. Hey, that's 11 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
Have a great weekend.
You too, Paul.
All right, stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. Here's our next contestant. Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I can't wait to do the color run. Can't wait for that.
Can't wait for what? I'm sorry.
The color run?
Color run.
What's that?
I think it's like some kind of little fun run you do. I think they throw paint on you during it or something like that.
Where is that taking place?
I'm not sure off the top of my head.
Well,
somewhere downtown.
Probably want to find out before you go down there for it. Andrew, here are your categories. Time's Most Influential People, or Models Who Became Actresses, or our new third category, Pick a Year.
Pick a Year.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. When did the Dow Jones Industrial Average first go over 1,000? Was it 1952, 1962, or 1972?
1962.
72. When did the first blood transfusion take place? 1666, 1766, or 1866?
1766.
1666. When did the first streetcar roll into service in the U.S.? 1732, 1832, 1932. 1832. When did touch-tone service begin in the United States? 1943, 1953, 1963?
1943.
63. Yeah. When did the Gideon Society start putting free Bibles in hotel rooms? 1908, 1928, 1948?
1928.
1908.
No.
By the way, the first blood transfusion in 1666 was done dog to dog. The first dog died, the second one remained healthy.
Oh.
Andrew, you got none right. Let me tally that up. Let's carry the two. Oh, yeah, zero. Zero, 0 points, and that means you have to be punished as well.
I'm so lonesome for you. It's a crime. Go into a movie. Oh, God.
They're cheering her on, answering the question, were they drinking as well? Andrew, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, you too.
All right, here's our next contestant. Hello, Sheila.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
There is a great project going on. It's called Project Calling Card, and a woman from Florissant collects cards to distribute to nursing homes, veterans, sick children, and this month she's happening to do nurses, and she's looking to collect 1,100 cards to distribute to the nurses.
What kind of cards are we talking about here?
Well, right now she's doing a thank you campaign for the nurses who take care of all the patients. It's called Project Calling Card.
All right, I'm sure you can Google it and get more information.
Yes.
Nice tip, nice plug there, Sheila. Which category would you like of the two that are left? Time's Most Influential People. And by the way, Dan Strauss just missed the list. We're so disappointed for you.
I know.
You can have that category or models who became actresses.
That's a tough one. Time's Most Influential People.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Sheila. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which musical performer's accomplishments include the Mrs. Carter Show World Tour and being head of Parkwood Entertainment?
Yeah.
Who made the list as the first female chairperson of the Federal Reserve?
Lori Fast.
Which 41-year-old performer is known for his hat and his song, Happy?
Pharrell Williams.
Correct. Which prison drama, which will start streaming its second season on Netflix on June 6th, is run by the influential Genji Kohan?
Breaking Bad.
Orange is the New Black. What state has Jerry Brown been governor of? From 1975 to 1983, California is right, and 2011 to the present. Back to the one-pointer, which musical performer's accomplishments include the Mrs. Carter Show World Tour and being head of Parkwood Entertainment?
No guess. Elton John?
No, Beyonce.
Oh, right.
And that's right, Jay-Z Carter, thus the Mrs. Carter right. World Show Tour. And the list of the one who made the list is the female chairperson, first female chairperson of the Federal Reserve. Her name is Janet Yellen. But the good news for you is you knew Jerry Brown in California and you knew Pharrell Williams in his hat. 5 plus 3 is 8. Sheila, you're a winner.
Yay! Thank you.
Nicely done. Hope you have a great weekend. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I'll bring on our final contestant today. Hello, Josh.
Hey, this is Josh. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I hope the bowling prize is still available because my son just asked me last night to take him bowling. He's 5, and let's go Blues.
Okay. The category is models who became actresses. 60 seconds on the clock, Josh. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who has the longest-running cosmetics contract in history and appeared in a pool with Chevy Chase in Vacation?
Christie Brinkley.
Correct. Who starred in the movie The Last Picture Show and the TV series Moonlighting?
Sybil Shepherd.
Correct. Who starred in the movie Pretty Baby and the TV series Suddenly Susan?
Pass.
Who was the first African-American woman on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue and appeared in movies like Coyote Ugly?
Tyra Banks.
Correct. Who does lots of work for Victoria's Secret, stars in the CBS show Friends with Better Lives, and is married to Andy Roddick?
Oh, I haven't seen that show. Pass.
Back to the three-pointer. Who starred in the movie Pretty Baby and the TV series Suddenly Susan?
Oh, I'm in trouble.
I'll tell you, she was in Pretty Baby as a young kid.
Delta Burke. No idea.
Delta Burke. Wow. That is so wrong.
I know.
The answer is Brooke Shields. And Andy Roddick's wife is the lovely Brooklyn Decker.
Okay.
Let's see how you did here. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four. Oh, Josh, you fell a little bit short there with just 7 points.
Yep.
Here once again, Ms. Diaz.
Another.
No, you're right. That's the limit of it right there. All right, Josh, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. Brought to you by the Well Hungarians. Go see them tonight at the Columbia City Saloon in Columbia, Illinois, just 10 minutes from downtown St. Louis. Or go see them tomorrow afternoon at McKendree College from noon to 2. Or tomorrow night at Big Sticks in Breeze, Illinois. Find out details on all their gigs at wellhungarians.net or download their free app for your iPhone or Android.